जय राधा माधव पुण्य विहारी जय राधा माधव पुण्य विहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरीवर गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरीवर जय राधा माधव पुण्य विहारी जय राधा माधव पुण्य विहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदारंजन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदारंजन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर बन धारी जय राधा माधव पुण्य विहारी जय राधा माधव पुण्य विहारी
गायों स्वात्म सप्रद्वाग्र चार सर सरसमान मक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गो शामिल सौभाग्य अनंत गुरु गो सिंह जी है रामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर जी है प्रिंस गौ श्री कृष्ण जय चंद्र प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत राधा शिवाचार्य गो भक्तविंद जी है श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गुना श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिवर्धन जी है वृंदावन धाम की है नवदीन धाम की है All glory to the Holy Lord. All glory to the All glory to the Holy Lord. And give it.
Munaya
Sadhu Questioning about Krishna and answering the question in Krishna Katha. So here it is recommended that if we are constantly engaged in Krishna Katha, about Krishna, talking about Krishna, questioning about Krishna, then Atma should proceed as it. We are entering after peacefulness of our heart, peacefulness of our atmosphere. So here it is recommended that simply by inquiring about Krishna and taking answer of the question, both the questioner and the answer giver, both will be pleased that Atma should proceed. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered, Jare Dasho Tare Kaho Krishna Pare. The world is like the blazing fire in the forest. So, this Krishna consciousness movement will give them relief. They are advanced to proceedings. And, the Sudha Goswami said, your question is very powerful, sharp. Because it is about Krishna. The question was, after the departure of Krishna, dharma, kama, sarnagata, kastam, prididhar, Krishna, sadhana, upagati, Mrijyogeshwarat Krishna Brahmane Dharma Bhagavani Shyam Kastham Adhuno Kiti Dharma Kang Sarunangata. This is the inquiry. The answer is given there. Sir, your inquiry, Krishna comes for re-establishing the principles of religion. Religion means the order set by the Supreme Personality of God. That is religion. To do like this, just like kingdom, king order, or the government order, do like this. Do's and do not. So that is karma. If you follow the do's and do not, even my Krishna, that is, you cannot manufacture it. That is bhoga. Muna sadhu pishtu haṁ bhavadvi loka mangal. This question, just like our Krishna consciousness movement is the same, it is simply questioning about Krishna and hearing the answer. It is loka mangala. Anywhere this vibration will go on, there will be all auspices. Lokamangala. Krishna Sankarsha. Sinatma Putpasadhi. Another feature is Krishna is all attractive. Therefore, talks about him is also attractive. In our Krishna book, there are so many topics about Krishna. Janma Karma Medibham, about his birth, about his transference from real father, house to another foster father. Then the attack by the demon upon Krishna, Kansa, all these activities, if you simply study and hear the Krishna Sang Krishna, then we are liberated. Without any doubt, our liberation is guaranteed simply by hearing about Krishna. Krishna therefore comes, so many actors. Namang karmani limpanti, namekanmu paraspriha. Krishna says that he has nothing to do. What he has to do? But still, he is giving so many demands, he is giving protection, so many devotees. Because he has come to re-establish what is religious principle. So, by his personal activities, he establishes. Otherwise, Krishna has nothing to do. Atma Rama, Krishna. He is self-satisfied, he has nothing to do. But to teach us, he comes. In this way, we should live. From the very beginning of his diet. Read the first point.
As you say, during the war, in the Bible, you have to choose your speaker. So the world will say to you that you shall be a prophet and judge, because they could change the Christian, who is the biggest personality of God, you have to choose your speaker. What about the personality of God?
Atha Brahma Jnana. Atha, now, this is the time for inquiring about the Absolute Truth. This is the time means the human form of life. Animals cannot inquire. Therefore, Vedanta Sutra says, Brahma Jnana. Inquire about the Absolute Truth. Brahma, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Sabda. The ultimate absolute truth is Krishna, the person. Paramatma is plenary expansion. And Brahma is impersonal effulgence. So if one understands Krishna by question and answer, then he understands the other three features. But simply by understanding the impersonal feature, Brahma effulgence, one cannot understand Krishna. Neither by understanding or seeing the Paramatma, one can understand Krishna. To see the Paramatma is the business of the yogis. Dhyana vasthita tadgati namanasa apasthanti samjami yogi. Yogina, the yogi, they are trying to see Krishna or Vishnu within their heart by meditation. Meditation means this. Dhyana vasthita tadgati namanasa apasthanti samjami yogi. And the jnanis, they want to stop the material variety, make it impersonal and merge it to the existence of Brahma impersonal. But devotees, they do not, neither of them, neither they even want to be transferred to the Vaikuntha Loka. They are satisfied in any condition life, provided they have the opportunity to serve Krishna. That is it.
The whole world
therefore, materialism means forgetfulness of Krishna. Otherwise, there is no other existence as material. Just like in dream, somewhere or other, we create an atmosphere. But actually, there is no a different atmosphere. But by our hallucination, we create. So,
I'm
Now the question is, how the food and soul, which is matter, becomes spiritual? Isn't that the question? We say one man is constructing this skyscraper building with wood and stone. We say this is material. They can also challenge you that you are also interested in wood and stone and constructing a new church or temple. Why is your spiritual? Now, you can compare. This is spiritualism means, in this stone and earth and wood, you remember Krishna. I am constructing something for Krishna. Therefore it is spiritual. So the conclusion is, when we forget Krishna, that is the spirit. And when we constantly remember Krishna, that is the materialist means they are thinking of senses. All these big buildings were constructed in your country, Edinburgh. The idea was that we shall show something opulent, that we have very great nature. We have got nice buildings, nice churches, nice roads, quarter. Everyone wants to be partner before his friends and relatives. So, this is material. But the same thing done for the satisfaction of Krishna, that we shall construct this temple or Krishna, in that same time, we shall construct this building for providing devotees of Krishna so that they may be able to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra without any disturbance. It appears the same thing, karma and bhakti, but bhakti is always in relation with Krishna, and karma is always in relation with self-gratification. Therefore, the ingredient is originally spiritual because it is Krishna's energy. But Mahamavati, when he tries to improve our proprietorship, that is materialism. Materialism means forgetfulness of Krishna. Otherwise there is no materialism, everything is simple. Then, now let us discuss question and answer. How political situation can be improved by Krishna consciousness? Can anyone answer? We'll answer this question. Yes.
So the people are informed that they do welfare. Political improvement. What is it? Social improvement.
Without being Krishna conscious,
There is no end of sense gratification. Nobody knows. But Krishna conscious person, they are satisfied. Even still in India, you find the satisfaction by Krishna conscious. A poor man, practically, very meager income, but he is satisfied. He is satisfied in this way, he thinks, Krishna has given me this much, I must be satisfied. Krishna has given me this much, why should I? And that is also recommendation of the Shastra. That, Krishna is a hymn of Pragati, the Kovida, Nalam Bhati, the Bhatamakova. We should not waste our time for improving our economic position. That is already settled. So whatever Krishna will do, that is all right. Let me utilize my valuable time of the human form of life in chanting for it. People do not agree to this, but actually if anyone wants peace of the mind, jayatma suprasidati, then this process should be allowed. This is practical. There are many healthy persons. They do not try not to go, not to get money, or not to eat. They are busy in Krishna consciousness. If Krishna sends them, so actually, otherwise it doesn't matter. Of the star. Then what does the determinist speak? They do not go anywhere. But Krishna sends him. That is just like Dilamanga. He was not going anywhere. He was living in Vrindavan. Krishna personally was coming to give him something. He became blind. He could not see. So, Krishna would come just like a boy. Vrindavangal, I think you are hungry. Will you take some milk? Yes, will you? All right, give me this milk. Next day he comes, then he would ask, who is this boy? I cannot see. He comes and gives me milk daily. You would see one Bahama. And the Bhagavad Gita is said that, and to the devotee who is completely dependent upon me, I carry personally whatever he needs. Jiva bhavanam rudhati kama. That one person is supplying all the necessities of all the necessities. That is God. God is not Veda. God fulfills everyone's necessities, practically. So that is, people are unhappy in by so-called economic development. Everyone is competing. They have no satisfaction. Without the godless civilization and created, unnecessary competition. But if people become God-conscious, they will be satisfied. The very same, very basic principle of devotional service is that one happy. Then, all happy. Outside her, they do not come in morning, no. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, God.